Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Doing well over out here. Doing a great job out there, Tony, in your new role with Marquee Sports Network after working so long for NBC Sports Chicago. Hope you are enjoying it. Yesterday, Javi Baez made some news in revealing just how lax the Cubs started games because they were hitting inside and weren't loose. What did you make of what he had to say, and where did that come from?
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting, and leave it to Javi. I mean, he's always so honest and forthcoming, and he really just tells it like it is. So I thought it was very interesting in all that sense, and really the great thing about it, too, was not that he was just criticizing how the team was. He was specifically putting it on himself, pointing the thumb at himself, saying, I did this wrong. I should be doing this better. And he actually said, I promise you guys, this it will not be like that this year. Things will be better. So, you know, it really was classic Javi in all those ways. But he was pointing to something tangible that he heard, that he thought about. Ross hadn't even had his one-on-one chat with Javi by that point. So, you know, it's good for that direction. But like Javi said, too, or like Ross has been saying, it's kind of just talk at this point. We got to see what comes next, but it's good talk.
One of the biggest topics of conversation from the Cubs themselves leading into spring training was how the process of preparing for the actual season was going to change from years gone by. You're out there. What's different?
Well, honestly, it's a lot more intense. You know, it's funny to say that about Arizona, but and the full team squad hasn't worked out yet. But yesterday, they had live BP for the first time, and they had an umpire out there. They took the turtle batting cage away, and it felt kind of like a real game. I mean, it was a pitcher facing a hitter with a catcher, with an umpire, with calls. The only thing added to that, obviously, was, you know, the pitching coach, Tommy Hotovy, standing behind an L screen and some computers on the field and stuff. But that ups the intensity. I mean, you got Wilson Contreras facing guys like Colin Ray and C.D. Pelham and stuff like that, guys who are trying to make the roster. So that ups the intensity. And then David Ross has a workout or a meeting with the players right before the workout every day. And supposedly that's been pretty intense and getting guys amped up. And so all of this is just, it's very business-like. They're having fun and they're doing all that other stuff, but it seems clear that there's a mission and an agenda, at least in the early going here.
Now, that live batting practice that you were talking about, is that something that's common during this point in time in spring training? And whose idea was it to do that?
No, I don't think it's common. I mean, specifically for the Cubs, it's not common. They usually have just done, you know, batting practice the same way as normal. If even with live BP, you might have a catcher out there, but for the most part, you still have that batting cage, that little half turtle shell thing, you know, over it. And it's just not as intense. It's just guys trying to get their timing. And David Ross was saying today that new catching coach Craig Driver came to him with the idea that of having an umpire out there and letting the umpires get involved. And like, it's their spring training too, giving pitchers and catchers feedback. But Driver's idea was to have it for bullpens. But Ross was thinking, okay, well, I don't want to do that. And when guys are trying to, you know, just work on their curveball or something, or just get things settled for the first bullpen or two. So he thought about it for these live bullpens now as things start ramping up.
Joined by Tony Andreacki from the Marquee Sports Network. He's out in Arizona covering the Cubs. And Tony, you've covered the Cubs for a while now, and you've seen a lot of Chris Bryant press conferences and post-game locker room sessions and pre-game locker room sessions in the clubhouse. Saturday was different. Saturday felt like a guy who came into that room with something to say. 35 minutes later, I'm not sure I've ever heard Chris Bryant be that honest, open, and frankly, kind of introspective. He was great. What was your takeaway from that, and what do you think its impact will be?
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. I've never seen Chris anything close to that. He was passionate. He was thoughtful. He was well-spoken. It was clear that he had something he wanted to get off his chest. and talk about that he had thought all weekend, or I'm sorry, all offseason about. So that was very interesting, and from a variety of topics, from the Astros to, you know, his service time grievance to the Cubs offseason or his negotiations with all of that. It was all very interesting, and I think that it's a step of Bryant becoming a little bit more forthcoming, you know, becoming a little bit of that leader. He's 2 years away from free agency. This will be his sixth season in the big leagues. He's kind of finding his own voice now, and he even said himself, in the past, he, along with other players, have been kind of boring and non-emotional and robotic with interviews, maybe because they just want to go home and eat or whatever. But this was different, and I'm curious to see if that's going to stick all year.
We heard a lot from Kyle Hendricks about how he's changing the way he's preparing physically for the season to stay healthy. Chris Bryant has been banged up the last 2 years, and it's been different stuff. Shoulder 1 year, and then he had the knee last year. What has he done to put himself in a position where he can overcome some of the ailments that he's had over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I don't know about anything specifically. He was saying that he did some extra physical therapy and stuff after the year ended last season, which makes sense, you know, correct the knee and all that. He does say that he feels in great physical shape right now. He feels fast, feels strong. So I don't know, you know, if there's anything specifically that he's trying to work on to ensure that the knee problem doesn't crop back up. But last year he went through the whole year and the shoulder issue didn't crop back up. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, trying to stay healthy and avoid these little aches and pains. But obviously you can't avoid it completely because that happens over a 162-game season.
Now, Tony, we're not going to ask you how close Marquis is to striking a deal with Comcast or anything like that, but it was good news to hear that Marquis struck a deal with Hulu this morning, or at least announced it today, and that's kind of cool because it gives people another option. The launch is Saturday. We know that your colleagues, future colleagues, are on the way. We talked to Taylor McGregor on Friday morning, and she said she was headed there. Cole Wright, who's going to be the studio host, is on his way. Also saw Mark Grace coming in. I know you have your role will be covering the team, but you'll be working with these people. How would you describe kind of the anticipation of the launch, and have you had any interaction with Grace himself?
Yeah, this has been awesome. It's been exactly what I was hoping for when I made the switch over, and it is a lot of fun. You know, obviously it's I've never started a network or anything like this before, so this is just very cool. But with Grace, I haven't met him yet. I mean, growing up in the Chicago area, he was absolutely my favorite player, and I always loved watching him, especially I couldn't believe how many times he went up there in the cold with no batting gloves. But I haven't gotten a chance to really introduce myself to him yet and get to meet him, but I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Have a great week, Tony. Thanks for joining us this morning. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate the time.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.